The cold is not coming soon enough to close all the open holes on the river, but it is arriving just in time for the race. Jason Ozenmacher is the meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage.
The first blast of cold air comes down on Friday. We're going to see winds picking up out of the north, maybe 10, 20 gusts, maybe up to 30 miles an hour. Temperatures will be dropping as well as that occurs. It looks like Friday we're going to see highs in the single digits. And then by Saturday, we'll be seeing highs dropping into the below zero, actually. So -4 on Saturday, and then -4 on Sunday as well.
The front is moving toward western Alaska from much further east on the globe.
They just recently hit -80 in eastern Siberia, and that cold air mass is moving from eastern Siberia into the northern part of Alaska, and then it's going to move southward over the next few days. So we're not going to get that cold, obviously, but it's going to be... it's going to be pretty cold, and I think the main takeaway for the race is it's going to be windy, cold, and we're looking at wind chills around -30, -35 Fahrenheit.
Though the trail is about to get much colder, it's not supposed to get snowier. Despite cold temperatures and gusty winds, the National Weather Service is forecasting a dry weekend with no precipitation. In Bethel, I'm Avery Lill.